This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Two data points now about the Chinese economy that might give one pause. First of all, the Apple news of last week, the shortfall in iPhone revenue entirely, said Apple CEO Tim Cook, due to China. And number two, Beijing just yesterday reporting the first drop in auto sales in 20 years. But look, there's data, and then there's what people are really doing. Right, so our China correspondent Jennifer Pak went out onto the streets of Shanghai to get a sense of how Chinese consumers are actually feeling.
It's a gray and rainy day here in Shanghai, but that's not stopping shoppers from coming here to Nanjing Pedestrian Street. It's a very popular shopping area where you can get Gap. There's Etude House that sells Korean makeup, a Rolex shop, a Chinese pharmacy. With so many choices, what are people buying? Baby clothes, says Hu Yue and Wang Ying. Xiao Zhenfang and his friends are shopping for handbags and jewelry for their wives while snacking on sticky rice desserts. But otherwise, Xiao Zhenfang says he's cutting back on spending.
The company I work for isn't doing well. It's a metal parts factory.
He says he hasn't received his salary for a few months, so he's canceled an annual visit to his home village for the upcoming Lunar New Year holiday. Down the street, loud music plays from clothing shops to attract customers like Zhou Zhihui, who spends his entire salary every month. So, has he felt the economic slowdown? No, he says. And many shoppers here tell me the same thing. That's partly because China's economy is still growing at a faster rate than the U.S. and Europe, says Louis Kaz of Oxford Economics.
People still can expect robust wage increases this year. And the bulk of people will not be at the risk that their job will disappear.
He says most families in China have seen their lives improve drastically for years. Take the Liu family. They're visiting from central China.
How do you do?
Liu Yongxian didn't grow up with a lot, but his two-year-old grandson is already learning English and drinking one of the most expensive brands of milk formula.
My grandson's milk powder is from Denmark. It cost about $60 per can.
But for himself, he's still saving everything he can, in case he gets sick. Because while China is a communist state with public health care, a serious illness can still bankrupt a family. Most people also save a lot for retirement, housing, and education for their children, which means in a weaker economy, some consumers cut back on the extras. That would be bad news for U.S. firms, but at least one American brand isn't afraid. Last month, Red Lobster opened its first branch in Greater China in Shanghai with the help of FWM Restaurant's David Martin.
We're not seeing it that people don't want to ever go out. We're seeing that when there's a celebration, they want to make sure they're making the right choice. They're choosing to go with brands because they're looking for security and they want to know that something's good.
Behind us, Melody Wong and Austin Chen have ordered lobster tacos, a pot of seafood, soup, salad, and a bottle of wine. They say this meal will cost them well over $100, which is normal for the couple. And consumers like them are driving much of the growth for American and global firms. A reminder that what people in China do and do not buy impacts the rest of the world. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.